just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. It is the holiday season, and apparently we are still here. It is now at this time. We start our show at 7 o'clock Eastern Time every single night. We do it all 7 nights per week. We are always here live during the holiday season as well. But some people were thinking that maybe we wouldn't be here tonight because the world would end. Considering that right now...
I think you have your days mixed up.
I don't think so. Right now, it is the 21st in Universal Time Coordinated.
In UTC, sure, but...
Exactly. So right now, over in England, it is tomorrow.
Well, I thought that the end of the world was supposed to come prior, like a solar flare, right? And so it would be like maybe just really sunny out, and so it would actually be not, you know, not necessarily based on time zone, because it would be the rays of the sun that would fry you.
Well, there's been all kinds of predictions.
That way everybody gets to experience the end of the world at the same time.
According to an Australian news article, that apparently the world is supposed to end at 10 p.m. Australian time. Or 10:11 to be exact.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand. So we're not quite there yet, but some were suggesting the world was going to end on Friday. So I figured maybe there was a chance it was going to end at midnight Universal time.
Is that according to the Mayan calendar that it's the
Australian time? I don't know. In fact, some people who claim to know things about the Mayan calendar claim that the 21st is not actually, in point of fact, the day on which the Mayan calendar ends anyway. That it has already ended like sometime this summer. So I don't know. I don't really know what the truth is about the Mayan calendar.
It doesn't take into account leap years, supposedly.
Something like that.
I think it does,
yeah.
Actually. But
so I don't know.
My favorite claim about the Mayan calendar is that it looks like the surface of an Oreo.
Oh, you've actually examined the Mayan calendar?
Oh, they have pictures of it online. Like, there's comparison graphics that go around that show the Mayan calendar next to an Oreo.
And they got the ridges on the
side. They look very similar. Well, there's a whole like design and pattern to it that looks very similar.
By the way, it is Ian here with you tonight.
And Johnson.
And, of course, open phones as always, 855-450-FREE. You know, maybe we could talk about this Mayan thing, although I know Daryl, who's going to be with us tomorrow night, wanted to do an end-of-the-world special tomorrow. But, of course, by the time we start our show tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time, Universal Time, it will be midnight... The 22nd.
Right.
So, like,
it would also be late in the day on the 21st, so, you know, the world would already be in a fiery mess.
Exactly. I mean, so this could, in theory, be our last show.
In theory. I'm not sure whose theory, but I'm pretty sure it might be a former host.
A bunch of people are freaking out about this. In fact, apparently school districts have canceled class tomorrow due to doomsday talk. According to WWJ out of CBS Detroit, thousands of students will have an extra long holiday break after school administrators in at least three Michigan counties decided to cancel classes because of talk surrounding the shootings in Newtown, as well as rumors connected to the Mayan calendar predicting the end of the world.
Oh, my God.
Five
really?
Districts.
Really? Are they going there?
Five districts in Lapeer County and 20 districts in Genesee County posted announcements Wednesday evening canceling classes both Thursday and Friday. Thursday afternoon, Monroe Public Schools announced they were also canceling school on Friday. They say, quote, given the recent events in Connecticut, there have been numerous rumors circulating in our district and in neighboring districts about potential threats of violence against students. Additionally, rumors connected to the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world on Friday have also surfaced. As though that's reason to cancel class. But whatever. Who really wants to go to government
school? There are rumors that there's going to be violence against students. By God.
These rumors of violence have been thoroughly investigated and determined to be false. There have been no credible threats made against any of our students. However, these rumors have been a serious distraction for our students, teachers, administrators, and parents. Therefore, given the significant disruption to the teaching and learning process, I have decided, along with my fellow superintendents of Lapeer County, to cancel school for both Thursday and Friday.
There will be violent acts committed against students such as earthquakes, hellfire, brimstone, plague of frogs.
So... Basically, he's just admitting, I think, that a bunch of people probably aren't going to come to school anyway due to the end-of-the-world fears and or just using that as an excuse to slack off. That's what I think.
I mean, do you think? I don't know. I'm trying to imagine going back to my, like, high school days or whatever and imagine would a bunch of kids skip school and have, like, an end-of-the-world day?
Of course.
Skip day!
I totally feel like I would do something like that.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and who knows? Maybe this guy really is. I mean, for him to even reference the Mayan calendar as a reason to cancel classes, maybe because he's preparing himself. Maybe this guy just wants to go and check all his supplies and make sure the underground bunker
is... Do you think that guy's really behind on grading papers?
Well, it was the administrator who made this decision. All after-school extracurricular events, programs, and athletic contests and practices have also been canceled. His letter concluded by saying that although administrators are reluctant to cancel school because of the rumors are unsubstantiated, they felt it was the most appropriate decision given the gravity of recent events and our present circumstances. Thursday afternoon, Monroe Public Schools announced they were canceling school for Friday due to unsubstantiated rumors. School officials in a statement said the anxiety and disruptions to the learning led to concerns of significantly decreased school attendance, which led to the decision to close early for the break. In other districts, extra police officers will be patrolling near the schools.
It's funny, you'd think a creative teacher could work the end of the world, you know, something into their lesson plans. Like, today in science class, we're going to be studying the composition of meteorites. You know, like,
good time to talk about solar flares, apparently.
Us, you know, or solar flares. I mean, science, real easy. But, I mean, you could even work it into a history class. You could say, like, this is the history of claims of the end of the world.
Sure, that would be a long class, too. Yeah, I mean, how long has this been going on? Ever since humans have been able to communicate, they've probably been predicting the end of the world.
Yeah.
And, of course, we know that the Harold Camping family radio group or whatever was predicting it earlier this year. I think it was late last year, and then they changed it to early this year, I think it was. And, of course, that didn't pan out.
Yeah, on end-of-the-world news, just this is probably like a total side note, but there's a site, and it's been discussed on Free Talk Live before. There's a dating site out there, OkCupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
It's a free site. It's actually
It's a free site. I'm admitting I'm on it.
I've been on it in the past.
And they sent out an email to their users about the end of the world. And I think that they pulled an image from the internet, I'm pretty sure. But it shows a meteorite crashing into the planet, right? Mm-hmm. It's for the end of the world. Totally, that makes sense. Totally appropriate image. However, and this, I don't think whoever sent this email was really thinking about, you know, half of the audience of OkCupid, but the meteorite has Obama's face on it, and it's crashing to the Earth with bits of the Constitution and the Statue of Liberty flying everywhere.
Yeah, that's going to upset some people.
Yeah, I really think it is. And I was just like, I noticed it. I looked at the email, and then I scrolled back. I'm like, wait a minute. Does that meteorite have Obama's face on it? What does that mean? And then I considered the meaning of the thing, and then I realized they must have just pulled this image from some forum or from somewhere online and not thought about the ramifications of the politics behind the image.
How could they not think about that? I mean,
I don't know. If they did it intentionally, I think it's great. And it's funny because I have talked to the upper management at OkCupid in the past because mm-hmm. I actually got upset with them in the past because they did this badge thing where they were basically, if you were a libertarian on OkCupid, they were labeling you as a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole thing where they were going on, they were, you know, putting little elephants and donkeys on people's profiles. Yeah, and I was really disgusted by it. And I talked to them and they admitted, they're like, well, actually, most of the management here are libertarians. And so, like, you
What's
know, we don't
that?
Do that. So I'm like, well, why would you do this? And it was a long, drawn-out discussion, which eventually ended with me. I left the site for a time until they removed the badges.
So they're no longer there at all.
They're no longer there at all. It took them a long time, though, to remove them. But it's interesting to me, you know. And I wonder, is it possible that one, you know, that they've come around, that they've become more libertarian as time has gone on? You know, this was a long time ago that I had that argument with them, and a lot has happened that could absolutely make somebody who's leaning libertarian a lot more so.
Sure, I mean, anybody who's paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, you see George Bush does one thing, says one thing, does another. Barack Obama says one thing, does another. Hopefully people will get a clue.
I kind of wonder. Maybe they did it intentionally. Who knows?
855-450-FREE. There's more End of the World News Plus. Video games targeted in this, well, what might be a crackdown after the Connecticut shooting. 855-450-FREE. Once again, video game violence is being blamed for it. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call they make, so you know that your business is being handled as efficiently as possible. They've got the best equipment money can buy, and they'll get the job done in a way that will make sure your customer sticks around afterwards, because you don't want to lose your customers. You just want them to pay up. Go to SACL CAI through their banner on our website. It's right there at the top of the banner column. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Look for the SACL CAI banner. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your calls about anything you want. And still to come, more end-of-the-world nonsense. But first, we've got video game news as well, where violent video games under attack by various different groups regarding the school shooting recently in Connecticut. But first, let's talk to Stephen, listening in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Stephen.
Howdy. I'm going through a funny spot here. I hope you can hear me pretty well.
Sounds fine. Go ahead.
Okay, fantastic. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Julia was on there. And she said, she was saying how, well, one of the arguments that libertarians think that you shouldn't talk about is the road. The way she worded it was kind of funny, because it's not that, and I mean, I'm like you guys, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the word libertarian, but kind of like we know what each other means when we say it. So, so anyway, but the way she worded it made it seem like we don't want to talk about the roads, but in fact, I think it's just such an old thing to talk about. It's like, come on, man. You know, the rose, that's such an easy one to handle. And what I wanted to say was that I drive on private roads a lot for my job.
Okay.
And I was following behind, this was a couple of years ago, but I was following behind a truck and it had a forklift on the back of it. And the forklift fell off and gouged up the road pretty badly. So, and I went and did my business, and it took about an hour. And when I came back, there was already a road crew patching up this road.
Wow.
And,
now, I mean, yeah, where are these roads that are private? Yeah. You're in North Dakota, so where are they at?
Well, this was actually in Colorado, where I'm working right now here in North Dakota, not so much. In Colorado, in the and, you know, they call the oil patch or the oil fields out there. There's a lot of private roads that are built by Exxon or Chevron or whomever to get their product to market.
Interesting.
So that's what that is. And, you know, if you compare and contrast that with when I was a kid in our neighborhood, we lived out in the county, and we had a really bad pothole, and people called about it and called about it, and months went by, and my dad and his brother and his brother-in-law went out there and they patched it, and then the county people came out about a week later and went knocking on doors demanding to know who did this illegal patch job and assured them that they would be fined, you know, $50 or something like that.
They don't like being showed up.
Right, and then they ripped back my dad's patch out of the ground and put their own patch in, you know, even though his was perfectly fine.
Wow.
Well, there
ridiculous.
Is a difference. If you're talking about, like, the QPR patch that you get at the you know, like your big box repair, you know, home repair store or whatever, that stuff is not rated for this in the same way that, you know, a regular road is. It's different material.
Right. Well, they had been in the construction industry pretty much all their lives, so whatever they used, I'm sure it was adequate.
It was the exact same stuff as the regular road.
Right. Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. It's just that the roads, I mean, come on, like Mark Edge says, you know, it doesn't take a government coercive monopoly to put asphalt on the ground, you know, and paint a yellow stripe down the middle of it.
Yeah, it's certainly not rocket science. Right. I thank you for sharing that story tonight. I appreciate your call tonight, Stephen. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it is an important issue for a lot of people. I mean, when people come across the ideas of freedom for the first time, one of the questions that tends to come up first is, what about the roads?
Yeah.
I mean, people have grown to expect that the government does certain things and depend on them to do certain things, and it's hard for people who are not of the paradigm that we're discussing here to really take themselves out of the box that they're in and try to envision, well, how could it work otherwise?
I think the best example I always like to use when it comes to the roads is Vacation Land Florida. I think that's the name of the place. Is Vacation Land Florida
Disney World? You mean?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
but it's the whole town.
Right,
they took the roads for the whole like the whole city, that whole area. And those roads, I mean, if you've ever been to Disney, you know those
roads.
They're nice. They're flawless.
They're well-signaged
as well. Not only the signs beautiful, like wood-carved signs. The roads themselves are not even like a standard color in some places. They're like kind of well-decorated and have cobblestones and just crazy features in the roads that are just not, you don't find them anywhere else. And they're all in absolutely perfect condition almost all of the time.
It's true, although the reaction response to that would be, well, that's Disney. I mean, they've got a bunch of money, Johnson.
Well, why do they have a bunch of money?
Well, they take care of their customers, but they are a monster, kind of megalithic corporation.
You mean they don't tax their customers? They don't take the money from the customers?
No, it's all done voluntarily. But what about a small neighborhood? I mean, would they be able to afford such nice roads?
Well, do the people want to go to the neighborhood?
Well, I think the thing is, roads aren't really that expensive, right? I mean, as Stephen was pointing out, it's just asphalt.
Right.
And what we don't know is how
cheap. Also, the labor isn't that expensive either. Unless, of course, you're paying someone $50 an hour to sit there all day
for
several days before they actually do any work.
And if you're paying five times as many people as you otherwise would need to actually do road paving, because frequently you've always got, like...
Hey, you can't pick up that shovel.
Right, you got...
You're not a union guy.
You got two guys
signed up.
Standing around watching, and then two guys working. So typically that's how, you know, the government works. So,
It's absolutely, especially in Massachusetts and the New York area, it's like, it's absolutely unreal to drive by these road crews and see like 20-30 guys standing around just doing nothing at all, and it's like what I don't understand what's going on.
That must be a nice job. I mean I get it, you know you are out in the cold sometimes probably, but otherwise to get paid to stand around, I'm sure a lot of people want that kind of work.
And I think some of them are getting paid like 40 some odd dollars.
Oh, I believe that.
$50 an hour. I mean, it's really like good pay. I mean, maybe somebody will call in and argue with that. But
so, yeah, what would roads be as far as their price? How expensive would it be to build a road if it was actually open to market competition, if the only road builders out there were market-based instead of government-based? And, you know, there are some obviously private people that can do roads. There are private roads, as our caller was pointing out there. But if there weren't government roads, we'd have more competition in the area of road building, and therefore prices would come down. And there's another factor which isn't really coming into play today, and that is the innovation. You know, what kind of innovative road tops would we have? Because right now we've got kind of the classic black top. But what else could we have? What sort of formulations of that black top could be possible?
What about a partnership with the trucking companies themselves?
Sure. Or you know, Michigan or Michelin Tire, you know, maybe they could sponsor a road. 855-453. I think when people think about private roads, they immediately go to the idea of toll roads. But I think that tolls are old tech. I mean, we can do something way better than that, like advertiser supported, sponsored roads, etc. 855-453. You share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line, that number brought to you by SACL CAI, where you can get your collections done with respect. And Bitcoins, you need to know about them. They're online, they're peer-to-peer, open source, and they are the most valuable currency in the world today. It's an incredible success story. I mean, Bitcoins have risen from just being a neat idea that was something that some geeks online put together, and a lot of people were critical of it. I didn't get it for a while. It took me a while to really kind of grasp why Bitcoins were important and why they were valuable. But I get it now, and you should probably get it too before they become even more expensive. They're over $13 a piece right now, and that's up from where they started, which was, you know, less than a cent each a couple of years ago. And it seems like they continue to go up. I mean, they could go up a bit, down a bit, up a bit. But overall, it seems like they're just going up. That could change. You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But right now, they whatever their price is, people value these things because they allow you to send money instantly all across the world to anyone else with internet access, basically. Anybody else with a Bitcoin account, and anybody can have their own Bitcoin wallet, you can send them your Bitcoins, and then they can take those Bitcoins, and they can send them to someone else. They can buy things with them. They can turn them into cash, whatever they want to do.
I would say, especially if they're thinking about checking out the upcoming Liberty Forum or Porkfest, great time to get them is right before you go to the event. You can, you know, do some transactions.
I bet you there will be a number of people selling things at the Liberty Forum. I know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was the biggest Bitcoin event thus far last year, or this year rather. It was the biggest ever, and I'm sure that, you know, there will be something that tops it.
I have a great story, too, about that, because I bought 100 you know, Federal Reserve note dollars worth of Bitcoin at the Pork Fest.
What did they cost then? Like $9 a piece or $10?
Six.
Six. Were that cheap then? Jeez.
So, yeah.
So they've more than doubled.
Right, yeah. And so over that time period, you know, I had bought certain amounts of food. I think I bought, you know, over the course of the entire Pork Fest, I bought probably $40 worth of food, something like that, you know, mm-hmm. every, you know, buying food every day from like Mandrick and a couple other people. And so after Pork Fest, the value of the Bitcoin has gone up so much that it was essentially like, you know, if I had, you know, been making those purchases in Federal Reserve notes, then everything now, because I had it in Bitcoin, was free.
Mm.
Because the value of the Bitcoin has gone up so much that if I were to sell them now, it would be worth more than $100 that I put in. So,
they're wonderful. You really should go and learn more about them. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you can find our Bitcoin tip jar, as well as links to websites that will help you learn more about the Bitcoin, as well as help you get some Bitcoins. It's, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve. I mean, this is a way for you to take your money and have total control over it. And with control comes responsibility. So you need to be responsible for your own security, for instance. You know, there's no bank that's taking Bitcoin.
You know, the whole thing about Bitcoin is it's designed to be more in metaphor, like gold and silver. It's meant to be more like a physical coin. That's how the currency was designed, to be like a coin. If you move it around, unlike with a digital transaction of based on Federal Reserve notes where you can, you know, oh, it's a credit card, I'm going to reverse this transaction or whatever. No, this is like, you know, handing someone
deal coins.
Yeah. You know, when it's gone, it's gone. You're not getting it back. You know, so when things move around, when transactions move around, they're really moving around. Even though it's digital currency, it's not like, you know, something that can be controlled. So you have to think of it more like gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, also like gold and silver, that these things can go up and down in value. It's not like, you know, well, I mean, although it's not like the regular dollar, in that the regular dollar can go, you know, can go up and down in purchasing power. It's not really necessarily as much going up and down in value. It's at least here in the United States.
Go check it out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Video games are under attack yet again. The story coming from Reuters. Got another one from CBS News. The multi-billion dollar video game industry came under scrutiny Wednesday after Hollywood canceled, postponed, or played down a slew of movies and TV shows with violent content in the wake of last week's shooting at a Connecticut elementary school in Washington. Senator John Rockefeller called for a national study of the impact of violent video games on children and a review of the rating system. Although investigators in Newtown, Connecticut have given no motive for Friday's shooting rampage, some U.S. media have reported the 20-year-old gunman played popular video game Call of Duty.
This article is out of date.
This article was just written yesterday.
Well, it's out of date because today they've already released a possible motive.
And?
And the possible motive was that apparently his mother might have been in proceedings to have him committed. And that supposedly he may have freaked out because she was trying to have him committed.
Why would he then go to the school and blast away 20 children?
So I guess supposedly she worked there. Maybe
six
there was
adults.
A child psychologist there. You know, who knows?
But
the whole story
he
is bizarre
her
anyway.
House.
But they gave that as the possible motive, is that he was going to be committed, and that's what set him off.
But he killed her first.
Well, she was the one who was going to have him committed.
Right. So why keep going? I get what you're saying.
No, I agree with you.
I get what you're saying about the motive for killing the mom.
Right.
But why take the time at that point to then go to the school and commit a massacre?
I have no idea. I mean, he's obviously insane. So
we
can explain anything by saying he's crazy.
But what you've said, Johnson, does not in any way negate what they're claiming here in this article. They're claiming if it weren't for Call of Duty, he wouldn't have known what to do.
Right.
You know, like that Call of Duty is somehow going to train you for actually shooting real human beings.
Because that's what they want to believe, that Call of Duty trains you for that. Because isn't that the whole point? To desensitize people to violence so that they'll be more likely to join the military?
Certainly the military has its own video game that they put out there. I don't know if they're still promoting it.
Sure, it's a little older now.
It's pretty old now.
America's Army.
Yeah, it was, what was that back in, probably about a decade ago that they put that thing out. But, yeah.
That was back when we were playing Soldier of Fortune and making maps of radio stations.
That's right. The military does put advertising in video games these days, from what I understand. So certainly the military does consider people playing video games to be prospects. But I don't think that the military realistically believes that these video games are in any way a training ground for real killing. For anyone to believe that a video game has any likeness whatsoever to really pulling a trigger on a real firearm is someone who has either not fired a real firearm or not played a video game or both.
Right. And the funny thing is this argument is just getting really, really stupid at this point. The average gamer is 35 years old.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Average?
Yeah, the average gamer is now 35 years old. They're in their mid-30s.
Interesting.
It's been getting higher and higher. I mean, we're going to get to the point where the average gamer is 50.
60.
50 or 60. The guns! I'm going to go on a killing rampage because I've been playing video games for 40 years and suddenly I need to kill things.
Yeah, can you imagine a couple of grandpas talking about fragging? The gunman, Adam Lanza.
I think
Lanza,
that term is out of date, too. I have not
it
heard
it. Probably
any.
Is. I don't know. I'm out of date as far as video games are concerned. But so they did claim here that he was playing Call of Duty, and apparently, of all places, he played it in his basement at his mom's house. The gunman, Adam Lanza, killed himself at the scene after gunning down 20 young children, 6 school employees, and his mother. Rockefeller said he'd been long concerned about the impact of violent video games and videos on children. Major corporations, he said, including the video game industry, make billions on marketing and selling violent content to children. They have a responsibility to protect our children. The Entertainment Software Association, which represents the $78 billion U.S. video game industry, didn't the video game industry surpass the motion pictures
a long time ago? I mean, I think Grand Theft Auto 4 was like one of the biggest properties ever to be put into,
I believe
history.
The Entertainment Software Association offered its heartfelt prayers and condolences to the Newtown families, but said in a statement that the search for meaningful solutions must consider the broad range of actual factors that may have contributed to the tragedy. Any such study needs to include the years of extensive research that has shown no connection between entertainment and real-life violence, said the association. 855-450-FREE. Do you think that there is some kind of connection between video game violence and the real thing? It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com if you enjoyed this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live. You can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is very simple. You send in $5 a month. We take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you don't have $5 a month, but the budget's too tight. You just can't afford that. There are other ways to help out the show, and one of them is by calling your local talk radio station. Maybe you don't get Free Talk Live on the air locally. You know, we've got over 100 stations coast to coast, but still, you know, that still leaves about 500 more stations that we could possibly be on. I think Limbaugh's on like 600 stations, so we could have hundreds more. And if you contact your local station, if they don't air Free Talk Live, and ask real nicely, you might just get it. You never know. It is the end of the year. It's a good time. The program directors all across the country are considering new options a lot of times.
Who else has dropped out of the radio industry lately?
You saw that coming, did you?
Yeah, sure.
So Dr. Joy Brown just got fired today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's I don't know, maybe she'll come back. Like Michael Savage and Laura Ingraham recently quit their jobs within the last couple of few months, and Savage popped back up in a different time slot, a later time slot. And Savage came back with a bigger syndicate, so he actually kind of moved up a little bit. Laura Ingraham came back with a smaller syndicate, so she's kind of moved down a little bit. And she's not even going back on the air until January. So a bunch of stations are looking at changes due to Laura Ingraham going away. And now with the news about Dr. Joy Brown, who's one of the kind of the on-air psychologist kind of shows, she has just been fired by her network today. So I'll be calling her stations tomorrow morning.
Nice.
But, yeah, you can call your local talk stations as well and ask for Free Talk Live, and that would be very helpful to us. And if you're already getting Free Talk Live on your local talk station, you can always call and thank them. And if you're not getting all 21 hours per week, you can ask for a little bit more. So 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number here tonight. Let's go to the phones and you and your thoughts, and then we'll continue here with the video game violence. Of course, the usual suspects are out again saying that it's all the video games. We can't have these violent video games. They're turning kids into real-life killers. But is it true? Let's go first to Dave. He's listening in Mount Jackson, Virginia to WSVG. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just saw Pete Williams on a clip on Facebook.
Pete, who? I'm sorry. Can you back off your phone for like just about half an inch? You're a little bit distorted.
Yeah. Sorry. Is that better?
Yes. Much.
All right. I just heard Pete Williams on NBC News state that the children who were killed in Newtown were not killed with a Bushmaster. They were killed with four handguns.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, supposedly the guy had three weapons.
It's just ironic since they've been blaming the Bushmaster for a week now.
Right.
Well,
so I just thought it would be interesting if you guys could find the clip and play it for everybody.
Oh, man, we don't have any producers.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And any clip finding we would do would have to be done during the break, and normally we're doing other things. But, you know, I believe you. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it. And you know.
No, and, you know, actually what you're saying, it makes total sense, too, because a lot of the stories specifically say, especially the eyewitness reports, say that the guy, you know, killed with a pistol, that Adam Lanza, you know, was killing with a pistol by shooting kids point blank.
Right.
Well, so there wasn't any, and then, you know, it's funny because I see a lot of the conspiracy articles going, how did he shoot so well? How did he aim so well? Well, because there was no distance between the gun and, you know, like, he wasn't actually aiming. He didn't know how to use a firearm.
I just want to let Jim Jones know that he's great for having you guys on. I was on air before you guys for a little while on the station.
Cool.
And Jim's a great manager. He loves having you guys on.
Yeah, Jim is the owner manager of WSVG and its sister station in Woodstock. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, and that's one of the few and the proud Free Talk Live affiliates that airs us all 7 nights a week live, which is great. And we've been on there for a number of years now, so that's pretty cool. So 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take his word for it that you know, he wasn't using the Bushmaster, but either way, we were driving up to Concord today, so me and some of the other activists, and one of them was talking about, well, if you want to get a rifle, now is the time to do it, a semi-automatic rifle, because they are selling like hotcakes. He called a couple of the local gun stores, and they're all sold out.
Right.
And apparently that's something that people are seeing across the country where, you know, the Bushmaster, the AR-15s, these things are selling like hotcakes, and of course, there's a lot of fear that the assault weapons ban is going to come back. I heard news today that they're planning on reintroducing it early in 2013.
Right.
So everybody is stocking up now. Get your, get your magazines or clips. Are they called magazines or clips? I always forget which one.
It's magazine.
Is it magazine? Get them now because they may once again try to re-ban the magazines with more than 10 rounds.
I would just embarrass myself if I start talking about it.
What?
I think that the clip is the actual, like, if you know, it's like a grouping of bullets that goes in the magazine.
Maybe.
You know, and then the magazine is what actually goes in the gun.
Somebody's going to send a message.
That, you know?
somebody will post it to our Facebook. We'll find out here within moments.
You know, I've shot weapons several times.
Me too.
I don't know nearly enough about them, you know, just...
That's why I like the AK-47, because you don't have to really know that much about weapons.
Da, comrade.
My favorite video is the one where the AK-47 is just torture tested, where they take it and they throw it in a pool of mud. They then run over it with like a Jeep or something like that, and they just do whatever they can do to just torture this thing, and they pick it up and fire it. If you were to do that with a precision firearm, you would jam. I mean, there would be no chance. You can't put a M16 in a pool of mud and then have it run over and then have it fire.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that. But the AK, it was designed with tolerance for that. So, you know, that way any fool can literally just, you know, pick it up and start firing it. It's one of the reasons why it's the world's most popular weapon.
I'm of the mindset that if I, you know, I probably shouldn't be admitting this on air, but I don't own a firearm yet.
Apparently you should remedy that soon.
But yeah, apparently. But I've always been of the notion, I'm not really much of a hunter, but I've always thought, you know, in terms of home defense, that I like the idea of just a shotgun.
What will you do in the zombie apocalypse?
Right.
855-450-FREE.
Katana.
SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything that you want here. The violent video games are back in the news, and it's probably only a matter of time before Jack Thompson springs his ugly head up and starts making some...
I forgot about him.
Yeah, making some noise about this. I'm surprised he hasn't been interviewed in this article yet. The story is coming from Reuters, where...
I want to plug Free Talk Live itself right now.
Go ahead.
Go back to our guests and interviews page.
Yep. Guests.freetalklive.com.
Listen to the interview. There's two of them, aren't there?
With Jack Thompson?
Yeah.
I think we only did one.
I thought we got him to come on, and he hung up and freaked out, and he actually came back later.
Yeah, he did hang up on us, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Whatever we have is there at guest.freetalklive.com.
Oh, it's great, though. It's great quality content if you want to listen to some discussion about video game banning.
Let's go to Dominic. He's listening in Fort Myers, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, you guys. Good evening. Hey. Excellent show. I just tuned in, and you're already talking about guns, which is always fun.
What's on your mind?
First off, I just want to say thanks for converting me from a crazy neocon, kill 'em all and let God sort 'em out type. You guys were a big part in that. I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, well, you did it yourself, but we appreciate being a part of it.
Certainly, you know, lead a horse to water, drinking, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to call about was, you know, if the whole Mayan apocalypse thing does happen tomorrow and there are no zombies involved, I'll be extremely disappointed.
Good point. Do you think the Mayans predicted that? The rise of the dead?
They may have. They were really big in human sacrifice, so it's possible. I don't know how much feelings they had with the undead, but, perhaps, but I'm not too big on Mayans. I think it's really cool if there were zombies.
Yeah, that's an interesting...
Maybe it will be the Mayans themselves that return.
Oh, wow.
Protect their own demise, but maybe that's why they didn't predict their own demise, is because they're not actually gone yet.
I have to say, Dominic, that's an interesting twist. I've looked at all this, a lot of this apocalypse news, and not one of these articles has mentioned zombies.
They're going to come back from the grave as bones.
Indeed. Then they'd be disease-resistant this time around. That would help them, much better than their first time. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, the other thing I wanted to say was, Mark had kind of made a comment about the 22 being a big kill on the ground with Riz.
All right, hang on a second. We'll bring you back here with that other comment in a moment. You're being drowned out by the heavy metal. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got 2 hours left in this show, as long as the world holds out, because it is technically the 21st in Universal Coordinated Time. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Hour two's next. Bring up what you want.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.